Everyone, everyone, Shirim, the most welcome to Amin. Today is the 26th day of the blessed month of Bashans. May God end all the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquity and forgiveness through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, St. Thomas the Apostle was martyred. He was born in Galilee, and the Lord chose him among the 12 disciples. When the Lord wanted to go to raise Lazarus from the dead, Thomas said to the other disciples, he also asked the Lord at the supper. When the Lord Christ appeared to the disciples after the resurrection and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit," Thomas was absent. On his return, the disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." He said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." After the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of the Pentecost in the upper room, in Zion, the apostles dispersed everywhere to preach the gospel. Thomas went to India. He worked there as a slave at one of the friends of the king, whose name was Lucius, who brought him to the king, who inquired about his profession. Thomas said, "I am a builder, carpenter, and a physician." He preached in his master's palace, and Lucius' wife believed, and all his household. The king asked him about his achievements, and he said, "The palaces that I built were the souls that have become the temples of the King of Glory. The carpentry that I did was a gospel that removed the throne of sin. And the medicines I practiced as are the holy martyrs, holy mysteries which heal the poison of the evil one." The king became angry and tortured him and bound him among four poles, cut off his skin and rubbed his wounds with salt and lime. The apostle Thomas endured the pain. Lucius' wife saw him suffering, and she fell from the window and died. Lucius came to him and said, "If you raise my wife from the dead, I believe in your God." Thomas went to the room where the dead body was and said, "Arsonia, rise up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." She rose instantly and bowed to the saint. When her husband saw that, he believed, and many more with him from the people of the city, and Thomas baptized them. Once the sea drove a huge tree to the shore that no one could lift it up, Saint Thomas asked the king for permission to lift it up and to use it wood in building a church. He got the permission, he made the sign of the cross, and he raised it, and later he built the church, to which he ordained a bishop and priests. Saint Thomas left and went to a city called Kantura, where he found an old man weeping bitterly because the king killed his 6 children. The saint prayed over them, and the Lord raised them up. The idol priests were angry and wanted to stone him. The first raised a stone to throw it at him, and his hand was paralyzed. The saint prayed over his hand. He was healed instantly, and all the idol priests believed in the Lord Christ. Then Saint Thomas went to the city of Parthenas and other cities, where he preached in the name of the Jesus Christ. The king heard about him, and he put him in prison. When he found out that he was teaching the prisoners the way of God, he tortured him, and at last he cut his head off, and he received the crown of martyrdom. He was buried in Melibar. Then his body was reallocated to Raha. May his praise be with us, and glory be God to God forever. Amen.
Xeyasti ageya mareyati pa arthenos Xeyos nashoi senyoti in apostolos Xeyos avatomas bi apostolos.